So we're going to try again to see if we can get into the Mishnah. The Blazer ben Yaakov, I think that part we covered. Ha'is mitzvah achas koyin leprak le'echod, va'iva ve'a achas koyin le'kategor echod. I don't know if we're going to get that far, but... We need a starting point. Yes, that's very often if we can find ourselves a starting point, then it's like a little thread you pull on and you can take the whole sweater apart. If you can get a handle on something, that would give us maybe an opportunity to continue to understand maybe the totality of the Mishnah. So let's start with maybe one of the easier diukim. What does it mean by Oisim Mitzvah Achas? Why is the Oisim Mitzvah Achas Koyim Le'Prakle Echot? What's the significance of clarifying that it's one? There's a Medrash in Tanchuma that's based on this Mishnah, and there it spells it out even clearer. It says a person does Mitzvah Achas as Noisim Loi Malach Echot. It's called a Malach. You do two mitzvahs, you get two. Three, but you wouldn't guess it. Three. Harbe, mekabel harbe. Okay.
That's very fair, isn't it?
That's fair. That's fair. What's the point? So, Hoshim explained that this Mishnah is coming on the backbone of a mayor. They were chavrusas, they were in the same tkufa. To explain, is pointing out the difference between Torah and mitzvahs. In Torah, v'mimalta b'Torah yeish lo ischa harbe l'itein l'cha. If a person learns Torah, so there is this open-ended check here. There's something that has no rule at all. Ischa harbe is a open-ended statement. If I bring you the biggest amount that can be brought, understood, especially if you use the remnants that the portion bring over there, yes, the Shaya Lomais of Skar that's mentioned in the last mission in Uxin. We're talking about things that are beyond conception. Like we said, a person in the Chayre should, his own chuppah, his own city, his own town, his own world, but 310 worlds, like, it's beyond us a bit. So the Rishon explained that that's the one word. You can get all that. All of that is possible in one word of Torah, because it doesn't give any restrictions on either side. Here we have: you did one mitzvah, you get one malach. Here it says mamalta b'Torah without talking about any restrictions of the amount. So im yesh leischa harbe litin lecha in his terms. This is something I don't remember how much we explained. On that Mishnah, there's a chanuk in the middle, that's a little confusing. But there's an emphasis that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives out the schar himself. And the Rabbeinu Yonah gives a marshal for that. He says if a melech wants the reward, and he wants to give a big reward, an almost unlimited reward. So there are two people he wants to give us a reward from. One is he calls in the Tsar Otsar, and he says, give this man the world. He's going to get a lot. There's no question about it. Tremendous amount. Okay. But it won't compare to the second fellow that the Melech doesn't go through the Tsar Otsar. He says, come with me. Straight for me. The Melech personally gives out the schar. There's no limit to the Yad Rechova and the Chesed, especially you're not talking about Tzad Melech, we're talking about Melech Malchei HaMelochim. So Schar Torah, no Malochim involved, there's no, it's directly the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's no limitations mentioned on what's called Torah, and there's no limitations mentioned in the Echos of the Schar to call it a Praklit. And there's no achas, and there's the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. While as in mitzvah, it's all limited. From beginning to end, it's limited. The whole Mishnah, so oise mitzvah achas, that's as limited as you can get. One mitzvah. Koineloi, talk about that, praklet. Praklet is a nice thing to have, and no question about it. It's not even the check yet. You have to have somebody who's going to put in a good word, and if he gets his job through, we'll go into praklet all in a minute, but like Shainu explained, one of the concepts, what's the meaning? If you get schar, it's finished, or you're collecting. A praklet means that now it has to be, you have somebody, you have a claim. Anybody who has to do with any claims, between claim and money in the bank, there's a long way. Things can get in the middle. And the same thing with mitzvahs. Even if a person has a praklet, there may be the other fellow that can get in the way. If there's a contagio that can overcome the praklet, you may not yet get paid. Certainly in terms of Olam Hazeh. So this
one.
What?
We don't get any pleasure
with
the
path of Sparkle.
I mean,
it's a little. Vadai. In the long run, nobody loses anything ever. And nothing gets lost. However, it's enough for us to marshal the Ben Yehuna that there's a major difference when it's handed out directly from the Ben Yishlam, Yesh Lo Yisrah Harbe, and there's this procedure you have to go through. There's a praklet, and he has put in a claim, and then goes to the Bezdin, and then Bezdin Shamayla, and then... we're not coming to limit B'chalal Schar Mitzvahs. As a matter of fact, we're going to do quite a bit of talking about the greatness of Schar Mitzvahs. But just to start off on the opposite side, with this Mishnah is coming as a comparison to the last part of the last Mishnah. They were talking about Schar Torah, Torah and its Schar, and here we're talking about Schar Mitzvah. What Torah produces, what Schar Mitzvah produces. Now here things are going to start getting a little complicated, but before we get complicated, we'll bring what the Rishonim bring, the Moshul of the Gemara and Satan. Actually, it's a pasuk. Ki ne'er mitzvah v'Torah or. This is an extremely important concept. The more that we understand it, the better off we'll be. But let's start from the bottom. It's always a good place to start. Ne'er mitzvah v'Torah or. There's a basic concept that the Mishnah, that the pasuk in the Gemara, that discusses the ramifications of this difference. The basic difference between what mitzvah is and does, and what Torah is and does. They are drastically different and extremely intrinsically related. How do you say that in very short words? So, rely on Chazal. They always have it exact. Right? Ne'er mitzvah. The mitzvah is like a candle. The Torah or. And Torah is like light. There are those who say that it means the light of the candle. But the Pashup Shat is not light. The Pashup Shat is that Ner is the light, a candle includes the light. But it's the light of a candle. And Or is at least the light of the sun. But that's also just a very big candle. Relative to a candle, it's Or. Relative to Or, it's a candle. Torah Or. The difference between them is the difference in magnitude. We'll see so many, many other differences between them. The comparison between them is that they're both a or subject. They're both a question of or. Or, when you say it that way, not the light of anything, just light netto, has no limits by definition. In truth, when we use the word or, when we use the word or in Tanakh, when we use the word or in Chazal, if we're not borrowing it to talk about sunlight or a light bulb or something like that. We're talking about or, the conceptual or. So then the word or that we know it, light, as we know it, is only a moshel. The most, the gvul between Gashmis and Ruchnis, the thing that when Gashmis has gotten to its upper limit, the scientists have discovered that in terms of speed of light. It's the absolute biggest speed that can be, so they think. But it's because that's the limitations of Gashmis. Light reaches the absolute limits of Gashmis. So we don't have any words that are pure Ruchnis. We only can talk in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Hazeh. We can talk in Olam Hazeh about Olam Habo. We can talk, but we have to talk only in the way we think, the way we know, the way we can talk. So we want to talk about something that's Ruchnis. We want to talk something that's beyond. It's talking about the concept of, let's say, Toiv. We're talking about Hashpah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're talking about Chesed. You want to talk about any way of saying positive expression of the Ribbono Shel Olam's will. So the word that's used, borrowed phrase, to express that concept is Or. Ki Or Pnei Melech Chaim. Nenim Ziv Ashchina. Ziv is also a concept of Or. Whenever we talk about Schar in general, the concept of Schar itself is always described in some type of form, some type of Or business. They only hand out lollipops. The concept of the difference between Torah and Mitzvahs has one of these cross references going in opposite directions. When we're talking about in terms of Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo, there are opposite pshatim here in the Mishnah, opposite complete pshatim here in the Mishnah, which are both are true. It's from one end to the other. They're both true, and the reason for this is because of the very different relationship that Mitzvah has to Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo, and Torah has to Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo. The concept of our Mishnah is to understand properly, if we can, the relationship of Mitzvah and its expression of Olam Hazeh and its expression of Olam Habo. And then the extension of that, the counterpart of Aver. What Aver is. As we said last week, I don't know if we mentioned that. The one word that we thought we did know Pshat in, that didn't seem to be a problem, was Mitzvah and Aver. And Mitzvah and Aver. Let's make that a problem too. We have a much better chance of understanding. Actually, Mitzvah and Aver itself is not really counterparts. Mitzvah and Aver are not really counterparts either. That's not exactly the reversal of one or the other. There are terms, for example, if you talk about esse veloys esse, that's positive and negative commandments. So in that concept, when you talk about mitzvahs, that the two parts of mitzvahs, you have the mitzvahs, which are esseis, and mitzvahs, which are lois esseis, so there you have zek and negative, right? We have yes and no, we have positive and negative. But the same subject, and the positive form and the negative form. But when we're talking about doing a mitzvah, and we're talking about doing an aver, so we mentioned it already last time, that doesn't say that, right? You do mitzvahs and you over averes. Why do you do mitzvahs and you don't do averes? Or mekayim a mitzvah and being over aver. Something like that. There's a difference in essence between mitzvah and aveiros. Let's start from the end. It's not the normal way of doing things, but it depends what your subject is. Let's go to Olam Habo. Nice place to visit. And Olam Habo, it'll be a very interesting place. There'll only be mitzvahs there, and there'll be only any aveiros. Mitzvah will have ramification, will have expression in Olam Habo. Aveira. Now, Everybody can hear right away that there's no Aveiros in Olam Haba. Because Olam Haba was built on Olam Hazeh, and in Olam Hazeh there are Aveiros, so the Aveiros that were done in Olam Hazeh can cause an effect in Olam Haba. Only in that borrowed way is there still some reduction of what Olam Haba is to the Baal Aveir. The Baal Aveir that managed to get there, the Lule that he did in Aveir, the Merot that he did in Aveir, could still be affected to some level.
Right?
No, we're not talking about doing mitzvahs. We're talking about, for example, let's take anything, Lulav. Right? You can only do Lulav in Olam Hazeh. But Lulav is a concept that exists beyond Olam Hazeh. Not only does it exist beyond Olam Hazeh, but it mainly exists beyond Olam Hazeh. And that was an old machlokes. Started back way at Har Sinai when they wanted to bring down Torah and Mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael. And the Malachim put up a fight. They said, 1 minute, what's that mean? How about Malachim? Who's bigger, Malachim or Ma'enosh Kiziskeena? It's not even. You know, put a malach up against the Odom. Was their argument. We don't want to go into the depths of the machlokes of the malachim and the Odom, Moshe Rabbeinu. But the bottom line of it is that although in the level of, we'll call it the ruchnius of mitzvahs in the ruchnius form, Vaday Malachim may have more connection, more capability than Adam does. But in Kiyum HaMitzvahs, and this is a very important point, Kiyum HaMitzvahs can only be done in Olam Hazeh. Schar Mitzvah, this is what we're heading towards. Schar Mitzvah is that ruchnius of the mitzvah with the additional advantage, enforcement, greatness, enlightenment, energy by the fact that the mitzvah was actualized. If a person, a malach, relates an olam shel malachim to a mitzvah the way he does, can't get anywhere close to the mitzvah that the Odom has, ba'olam ha-neshomas even, or olam ha-bas, certainly, after he went and he actualized the mitzvah in olam ha-zeh. Michitzosom, lefnim michitzosom, the Odom, after the kima mitzvah, they are much closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom than the Malachim. The Malachim on the outside, Klal Yisrael is on the inside. Why? Because the Maluch, although with all of his greatness and all, but his relationship to mitzvah is only without the mice. You can't get the Olam Haba either. The Odom that went through the mice of the mitzvah is Zoyche Tischar Mitzvah. Schar mitzvah is the ruchnius, we'll call it this way, the ruchnius of mitzvah that's actualized. To actualize the mitzvah, he has to go through maisim mitzvah. You have to actually do them in Olam Hazeh. Then you get schar mitzvah. So, mitzvahs have the following basic breakdown. You do mitzvahs only in Olam Hazeh, and schar mitzvah is only in Olam Haba. Everybody understands that you can only do mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh. And Chazal teaches, we don't know all that much about Olam Haba, but Chazal teaches, it's Schar Mitzvah Be'ahai Al Malek. So if you want to talk about the mitzvah in terms of doing the mitzvah, then it's Bedafkin only Olam Hazeh. If you want to talk about the ruchnistic essence of the mitzvah, especially in the higher form, of Schar Mitzvah, of the mitzvah that was actualized, then it's all in Olam Haba. no entrance. Mitzvahs can't find their way into Olam Hazeh for the simple reason that they're much bigger than Olam Hazeh. The difference in magnitude, it's not just a difference in... It's Chav Mitzvah Al Malekah because there's nothing that comes close. It's like doing a day's work and get being paid with Monopoly money. I'll give you a lot of Monopoly money. I'll give you the whole box. I'll give you 5 boxes. You didn't do anything. Unless you're a Monopoly salesman. You didn't do anything. I didn't mean it just as a joke. There is a concept of getting Schei Mitzvah Baha'i Alma, but you have to turn into a Monopoly salesman. If you determine yourself to be a Monopoly, you live in a world of fun and games. Your concepts of success, of... Somebody recently told me such a... I don't know who made up this thing, but there's got to be some Yiddish blood there, right? They said there was a bumper sticker in the States that says, whoever dies with the most toys wins. That's beautiful. Just said it so well. That's exactly, it's putting all of America like, boom, you got it, that's it. Whoever dies with the most toys wins. You couldn't say it better. A person who lives like that will find when he gets upstairs, and he did mitzvahs, and he says, you know those toys that you won with? That was your mitzvahs. Oh, but mitzvah al malekah, that's for people, for real people, but for toy people, Monopoly. You took payment in Monopoly money. You paid. We spoke about this once in a different mission. But we're not talking, that's not a mission. Forget it. Who's talking about it? We're talking about such people who talk. Nobody even knows such people. Monopoly. Yeah. It's a nice game. Ho'oi se mitzvah achas kunya lo praklit echot. Ho'oi vave achas kunya la kategir echot. Mitzvahs have the quality of entering the world of Maisa. They can enter the world of Maisa on its terms. And this is the way you can do mitzvahs, like the mitzvah of Lulav. If we would be able to see the mitzvah in Lulav in its ruchnistika form, right, it would burn a hole bigger than the biggest laser beam. Right? And I don't know how to describe ruchnis. I don't have any other word. I don't have words to describe ruchnis. But if we would be able to understand what the ruchnis of mitzvah's Lulav is, if we would have any conception somehow of what type of a ruchnis we're talking about, it is unreally amazing that you can actually be involved with that ruchnius by using this green thing and this orange thing that you pick off trees and bushes. Okay. But that is the koyach hamiyuchad of mitzvahs, that they enter olam hazeh in terms of olam hazeh, with the limitations of olam hazeh, and therefore they can be actualized. Mitzvah can be brought out to the end. Here, I did it. Very often, if a person, especially if he's playing Monopoly, but if he's Monopoly-oriented, so, you know, a person goes through weeks and days of looking for the Arba Minim, and then what do you have to do? Pick it up, you're done. All right, Nanuyin, yeah, afterwards you get it. But as far as the mitzvah, the rites is concerned, you're finished. You're done. That's it. You know, that's it. It's over. What happened? You picked it up, you went like, what happened? The answer is because mitzvahs are really that expression of Tayyig mitzvahs, that chedek of Torah, that was allowed to express itself lemaisa in this world. That is expressed here, in terms of here. But when you do this, you're doing that. But you do it here and it does that. So what do you want to see here? How much of it do you want to see here? You want to see the whole show here? No, it's five mitzvah by Halmalekah. That's why most mitzvahs are over as soon as you start. You did it, it's done. It's like Yishma, you said it. You put on tefillin, you put them on.
The monopoly person, well,
in terms of monopoly person, so he says, so what was accomplished? And even the, there's
room. Those are mitzvahs.
Yeah, but like, you know, did I turn into a Balmidus because of that? Well, what happened? Did I turn holy? Is it aurora coming out of my nose or somewhere, you know? What happened? What happened? One of the Gedolim put it very nicely. If schar mitzvah would be b'hai alma, at least to a minor degree, a person would go to shul in the morning, he would come home, his wife wouldn't recognize him. He would be so affected, the mitzvah would so energize his neshom and his guf with new kedushu, the new ruchdis, the whole mitzvah of that mitzvah. Even, well, just 3%, nothing special, right? Not all, just 3%, but some real expression in this world. The only one who was zoicha to a me'ein of that was the Karnei Or of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the only one. Forget it, that's a scratch. Mitzvah. If we would be able to see the effects of mitzvah, tefillin, tzitzis, kriya shema, tefillah, maybe some Torah, tzedakah, just what a person does by the time he goes to shul in the morning and comes back. Okay? His wife wouldn't recognize him. He would look like a malach. He would look like a Torah. I'm not quite sure, you know, she also did some things in the morning, so maybe, you know, even, I don't know exactly, but the mitzvah v'hai al malekho is the reason why 99.999999% of the mitzvah you don't see. The chiddush was that they're all the way on the bottom of the mitzvah, that point or whatever, right, is what you're allowed to actualize. So I picked up the lulav and I'm finished. It's done. I did it. And that's why Inachanami, the Balei Avoda, expressed that the main man input into mitzvahs is the achana. Because once you're actually ready to do it, you start and you finish. It's done. Because how much mitzvah can... the chiddush is that the bachlal you can do it. You took, you know, atom bomb. You took the energy of the 14 million suns, right? And somehow they're packaging it in something that I can pick up in my hands. Good. The chiddush is that you can pick up your hands, but don't keep it. I mean, what do you want now? You want the whole circuit? You know, you're finished. It's over. So what about it? Wait till Olam Haba. When you picked up that mitzvah, when you did that mitzvah, any mitzvah, you did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's nothing. Wait till
can somebody still be a monopoly person if they recognize it? Look, God told me to do X. Okay, so I'm going to do X. I know I'm doing X only because God told me to do X. I'm not enthralled with it. I'm enthralled with the fact that God told me to do X, so therefore I'm going to do X.
Fine, that's great. That's no problem with that.
That's outside of the monopoly guy.
That's way out.
That's
great.
He's not.
Good.
He's
that's
not, excellent. Really like, oh my gosh.
No.
I'll say honestly, I'll pick up the glue of the God told me to do it. All right, so I'll do it.
Fine.
I'll get, I don't get excited by it. Like,
say it
I'm
again.
Supposed to do the mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah?
I don't know why we should be on that betrayal.
That's excellent.
Well, I mean, everybody knows you're doing it because God told you to do mitzvah. You're not doing it because Sammy told you to go. Pick up
well, a lot of people do it because Sammy told them. Because Sammy's looking. Because Sammy would think very funny of me if I don't do it. Because I'd look very funny of myself if I don't do it. For all kinds of funny reasons. But a person who does a mitzvah, which is after all of the chonos and any kavanas and any yediyas and any time of mitzvahs, anything, when you do the mitzvah, the only kosher way of doing it, right, is exactly like that. Kach tzivani abori. This is the Rabbeinu Shlom's mitzvah, and I'm not going to mess it up by moving in anything except knowing you told me to do it. Here, I'm doing it. I did it. Fine. Do it. The rest is yours. That's all you gave me. All right. I'm not going to limit the Rabbeinu Shlom's mitzvah. The kavanas have to all get into, right, that I'm doing the Rabbeinu Shlom's mitzvah. If you can't get that, forget the rest. All right. All of that is part of the hachana, part of this hiddur mitzvah, all kinds of things. But the mitzvah, so the way you do mitzvahs itself, is you're picking up a piece of the ruchnis, you're picking up, as it were, a piece of the Rabbeinu Shlom's expression. Right? I always think of, it says by Aaron HaKohen, when he was told to go first to the Mak of the Mizbeach, so he hesitated. He was embarrassed. So he said, go, Mizbeach, me? Right. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo had to tell Moshe Beno, you know, tell him, go. Lekach notzarta. You're an Odom. You were created, you have been Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You were from those people who were Mekablei HaTorah. You know what? You can do mitzvahs. You can do the Torah. You can do the Rebbeinu Shlomo's mitzvahs. You can take Tariq mitzvahs and actualize them. You can take Ruchnistic realities and do them. It's an unbelievable thing. It's something that's, I can do something that's beyond the whole world. And I can do it right here with my own hands, with these little things. Here, I did it. Right? But when we do it, right, we do it a little bit like Aaron HaKohen. Like, I can do it. Go ahead. I did it. You see, I did it. What did I do? Nothing. I didn't feel anything. Nothing happened. What happened? No lightning, no thunder, nothing. Yeah, all of that, everything is 98.999999, whatever percent, can't make it into this world. This world is all too small for that. It's extremely livid, dark, squashed up place. You know, there's no room for things like mitzvahs here, except for that iota of it that you can actually actualize it. But actualizing it here makes the essence of mitzvah up there to be schar mitzvah, to be mitzvah in its most olam above form.
So even if not,
now that you can't get here, that you're going to have to wait till you get there. It's going to wait for you there. Here, you finish the mitzvah, your wife looks at you, you look at yourself.
What's the parrot saying?
What's that? But didn't say anything. You know? Okay. But I want to show you something. Any good little pictures around here? Yeah, there we got some. You see these Jews over there on the wall? Okay. They look a little different than us. Not that much, but something different. Right? Right? They look maybe a lot different. What's the difference? So there's other differences, many differences. Okay? Yeah. But one thing we have to understand, if a person would take out pictures, you can do this. You can do this. Of different stages of a person's life. If you look at from the morning to the afternoon, before you did the mitzvah lulav and after the mitzvah lulav, before you put on tefillin and after you put on tefillin, and you want to see a difference in the way you look, you're not going to see it. But if you look at a person who's done millions of mitzvahs, okay, and you look at a person who hasn't, you don't even have to wait till you get to people like this. You can look at our kids and the other kids. They're different. So, okay, they were born different. You're right. That's also true. That's also because of mitzvahs. Because they were born through mitzvahs and this was born through a virus. That's, you know. But if a person is... There's a aura of mitzvah there. That's why I said it's 99.99. But there's something...
It's a glow.
There's something...
It's a pair of sand.
What?
What's a pair of sand below the... What is that?
That's this concept that we're talking about now.
Well,
that's his concept. There's epsom mashu that for most of us, you need a few hundred thousand million, I don't know how many, repeats of the sach hakol. You see tefillin for 15 years, and you look at the person before the 15 years and tefillin after 15 years, oh, it's a different person. What's the difference? You grew a beard. Nah. It's a difference. Different. Right? And if you look at mamish big people, there you can see that they may have some different material. As Chazonish called them, they're Molochim B'dmus Odom. And you can see them. There he is. He's talking about himself. Who was it? Rav Ber once saw a picture of himself, first time. And no, they didn't tell him who it was. And he was like amazed. He says, "This person is some Yerei Shemayim. Who is he?" Wow! This.
He never saw a spoon on the table.
I guess he wasn't into that. So I understand that you don't understand, but that's the way it is.
I'm not talking about like sitting there and being like, yeah, throwing out of his beard. I mean, you know,
there were many like that even 100 years ago.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, but there were people like this. But you're like, oh shit, Yeah, all the Anivas couldn't do anything then because he didn't know he was talking about himself. And they, wow, this is unbelievable. How do you get like that? He was born that way? I don't know how he was born. It was probably, right? But he wasn't born like that. He was born less than that. All of the Torah mitzvahs that he didn't tell then made him like that. Right? So it can inform the shape of the face. It can inform the whole person becomes a different person. You can see it. Anybody can see it. A goy can see it. A goy can see it. But that's not called Schar Mitzvah by Al. That's some aspect of Perusayim by the Mazik. Just like the key in the mitzvah somehow squeezed down and somehow managed to get into my palm branch. Right? My palm, do you understand? My palm tree, a date tree, grew lulavim. Can you understand? It's unbelievable. Think you're planting in the ground and dirt and water and a lulav grew there. It's not a palm branch. It's a lulav. Lulav, yeah. And then you need the right time, the right other thing. And then, boom, you did mitzvah's lulav. So okay, mitzvah has a very special relationship with Olam Hazeh. Number one is, it is, we will call it, an ambassador from Olam Haba that enters Olam Hazeh. When the American embassy opens up in Tel Aviv, right, so where is that place? You walk in there, you're not in Israel, you're in America. But you're in Israel. But you're in America. You're an American in Israel. Why? Because he's an ambassador. An ambassador takes his essence from where he is and plants it down there. But anybody knows what America is, looks at the American embassy and says, it's Israel. it's not America. Right? It's not quite Israel. It's like, yeah, it's American flag. The Schwarz at the front. It's America. Yeah. A mitzvah is a piece of pure ruchnius, a piece of the essence of Torah. It's a near. It's a receptacle for or. What is a near? A near is or, right? You know, go put an or. Hold it in your hand. You can't hold or in your hand. Nair, a physical nair doesn't mean a candle, by the way. That's a mistranslation. Nair means a oil lamp. Nair requires that it should have a kli, oil, wick, and fire. That's a nair. Candle, let's try exactly what it is, but okay. Let's say it's also a nair. It's a borrowed nair. But a nair is a amazing operator that it can trap energy. Can hold on. Fire, by its nature, is something that goes up. It doesn't stay. It doesn't move. Fire never is static. It's totally dynamic. Its whole essence is moving. So how does it stay here and not go somewhere? Up, down, side, move. Fire, if it wouldn't have the nair that it's holding on to, okay, it would go until it's not here anymore. It's gone. It's gone. Or if there's other things, then it spreads. It doesn't stay. And even when it's trapped there on the edge of the wick, right, you see that it's regular, yeah? Stand still. No. You can't get a candle to stand still. It's flicking. Because it's constant movement. It's the essence of movement. So how's it staying in one place relative to the room? It's on the candle the whole time. That's the amazing concept of Nir Mitzvah. That something that is energy, that is ultimate movement, fire or as pure movement, right? Something that, and the candle is that thing that can keep it here. So near mitzvah is that you can have a candle that holds ruchnius here. That's the near mitzvah. So near has this. Mitzvahs have this special relationship with Olam Hazeh, and that's what Olam is all about, that he can do mitzvahs. That's the first half of Olam. Maybe there are three halves of Olam, but we're only talking about this too. There are three parts to the Avodah: Olam, Derech Eretz, Mitzvah, and Torah. That's we're not going to talk about today. Ne'er mitzvah is relative to Torah, the bottom half of Adam, and Torah, the upper half. But ne'er mitzvah, the concept of the bottom half is Olam Haba, Ruchnius, pure, express, Pepoil in Olam Hazeh. It doesn't mean that the whole mitzvah, the all mitzvah is Ruchni. Right? Somebody once asked it this way. If schar mitzvah b'hai alma leko, then how do you have mitzvah b'hai alma? What's bigger, the schar or the mitzvah? That's what I've been answering for the last whatever amount of time I've been talking is. That's a mistake twice over. The mitzvah that you have b'hai alma is the tail end of the mitzvah in its pure form. And schar mitzvah is bigger than the mitzvah. Schar mitzvah means to actualize the mitzvah. That mitzvah, when it got its final greatness by me actualizing it, that's called schar mitzvah. So we have it clear. In this world, you have the bottom last 1.00% of the mitzvah called ma'ase mitzvah. And that's all. That's all. But mitzvah in olam hazeh, mitzvah, in order to be able to bring it into the olam hazeh, it took on its ambassador. Right? But it takes on the rules of Olam Hazeh. It's here. And therefore, it took on the limitations of Olam Hazeh. And it has rules. The system has limitations. And one mitzvah, one praklit. While as in Torah or is something that doesn't recognize limitations. What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? All right, a few more minutes. Welcome. Torah Or. A few mitzvahs for Torah Or.
How does the word prophet describe this schar mitzvah?
We didn't get there yet. We're trying to get there. All right. Torah Or. Torah has a very different relationship between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Mitzvah, we found in one way it's only an Olam Hazeh. We found that in the other way it's only an Olam Haba. Torah knows no limits. Torah is not limited between an Olam Hazeh and an Olam Haba. What it is in Olam Hazeh, it is in Olam Haba. The chidush, the biggest chidush that ever was, the biggest conceptual chidush that ever could be, is that taking Olam Haba and planting it in Olam Hazeh, taking Shamayim and planting it Ba'aretz. Torah min HaShamayim means that the Torah itself, as is, was brought into Olam Hazeh. The Chiddush is that Olam Hazeh doesn't explode. It's a pillar atzum, how that happens. The mitzvah is not a pillar. Because the mitzvah was packaged in a ma'aseh. The mitzvah was packaged in the rules of Olam Hazeh. Mitzvahs, to ma'aseh mitzvahs, is like neshama to a guf. So it walks around here in a lulav. It doesn't walk around. So lulav grow on palm trees. Right? Tzitzis, big deal, grows on sheep. Big deal, no problem. So it walks around here only in terms of physical things in Olam Hazeh, no problem. But Torah is unpackageable. The essence of Torah that was written in Shemayim. Then we have to understand what Sfarim is all about, but that's not a discussion right now. That's a very interesting discussion also. But a Sefer Torah is not like a lulav. It's not the same. What a Sefer Torah is to Torah is not the same at all as what a lulav is to the essence of a mitzvah. Torah is all, or is no restrictions. So, while as mitzvah is like an ambassador that came from there and moved in here and goes with the rules, when in Rome, do like the Romans, right? Torah is an invasion. Torah is a breakdown of the limits. Shemayim goes till here, Eretz goes till there. Shemayim is there, Eretz is there. Mitzvah is, this is there, but there's something that transferred itself down here. That's a chiddush, but it did, right? Torah is an explosion. It's an implosion of Shemayim into Eretz. And that is beyond all of our Asaga, how that could possibly be. But all of our Klai still stands for the fact that that's it, folks. That's the way it is. We are Mekabli Torah. We've talked many a time, maybe we'll just mention again, Torah works with rules of Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. Klai Yisrael, in the terms of Mekabli Torah, don't have to wait to get to Olam Haba, they're there already now. They're there already now. Torah is Olam Haba. Torah is Olam Haba. Chazal explained, through Torah, the person will have the Koyach Torah in its proper way. In the time, Torah's Chaim was a simple reality. Even the Roman Emperor said, like, the littlest Talmud by you could be Mechayim Mesa. Because, yeah, that's the way it is. Torah is Mechayim. Torah Chaim. Torah doesn't. Mesa is an Olam Hazeh operation. That everybody understands. Torah doesn't recognize that. I see that. Okay. As much as Torah has its way of expressing itself in Olam Hazeh, the Misa will have to move to the side. Torah and Misa aren't friends. As much as Misa exists, Torah doesn't exist. And as much as Torah exists, Misa doesn't exist. Just like Olam Haba and Misa aren't friends. You can't have Olam Haba and Misa in one concept. That's just not possible. Olam Hazeh can only, Misa can only relate to Olam Hazeh. As much as Torah can express itself fully and in its full koyach, then you can be Chaim Eisen, like nothing. Big deal. Torah is limitless. Torah is Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. Schar mitzvah alma leka. The Rishonim explains, Schar Torah behali alma ika. Mitzvah is lav lehenes nitnu. Because all of the hanoa, elo leol nitnu. Their approach is ke'ebed o'ise tzibur ha-melech. Right? But not by Torah. V'harav no Hashem Elokeinu. Torah is Olam Haba. Torah is Schar. Torah is Tainug. Torah is Or. Okay. Or is the expression of Tainug in the science form. Torah is Or. Okay. You can't tell me, don't enjoy Olam Hazeh. Don't enjoy Olam Haba. Olam Haba lav l'mit l'hat n'al Tainug. That's it. That's the whole Tachlis. It's Le'itiv in V'yoysa. Torah is Or. Ne'er. It's here for a purpose. Do the purpose. You have a job to do, do it. Do the job. Do the job. Tell your result. I don't know how much we can do. We'll try a little bit more. All right, so we have a little bit of concept what mitzvah is. We have a little concept what Torah is. Now let's go to the third one. There's this thing called a veyer. We don't like talking about that, but what can we do? I'm not sure which one we have more shaykhs to. But we have to be aware of the enemy. What is the concept of aveira? What is the concept of aveira? So aveira, the word aveira, well, maybe we'll start the other way. One more line about mitzvahs, a little bit more about mitzvahs. What we're saying when we say that a mitzvah, a oisim mitzvah, koinelei praklet echad. What the Rishonim explain, what that's teaching us, first level, is that mitzvahs, kiyuma mitzvahs, are a reality. He just explained it in a greater length and more of a depth, but the basic concept in short is that when you do a mitzvah, you did something. Right? You relate it to a ruchnistic reality. It happened. It exists, but it's just not here. You can't see it. Right? There's something that happened when you did that. It's a ruchnistic reality. Why is it described as a proklet? We'll hopefully get there next week. But the metzius that Mishnah is teaching us is that a proklet, that a mitzvah done, it's not that they put up now a chart on the chart of V. Right? You mark down that you accomplish the task, and now the melech one day will send you a cherry. The mitzvah and the schar mitzvah are not separate entities. The schar mitzvah, like we just explained, I hope clearly, the schar mitzvah is the essence of that that you produced by doing the mitzvah, which is the mitzvah itself in its accomplished form. And that's described in this mission, which we'll have to talk about a different time. Why? That's described as oisei koinelei prakle echa. Okay? That's described as koinelei prakle echa. Now, Averas are quite a bit different. We'll talk about the essence of reality in absolute terms. So it starts with the Ribbono Shel Olam and expresses itself in Tayag Mitzvos Torah. And that's all that exists. So what are Averas? What is Ra in general? So this, in short, is Ra is a non-entity in terms of absolute terms. Ra is an entity that was only brought into Olam Hazeh for the purpose of man keeping away with it and showing that it's a non-entity. V'zehu v'sulo. But in terms of Olam Haba, permanent terms, absolute reality, there is no such thing as a day. There is no such thing as Ra. This is a dangerous concept, and the Mishnah went out of its way to tell us not to make the mistake that can be made. In other words, if the Mishnah wanted to not speak safely, it would have told us, Ha'oisa mitzvah achas, koinu leprak le'echot, doing a mitzvah creates a ruchnistic reality. In terms of permanence, averus are only things that take place here and have ramifications, but they're not reality. The Mishnah goes out of its way to tell us, no, that's not the case. Don't go that far. You're gonna make a mistake. You're not gonna take averus seriously. You're gonna think that averus are a big deal. I didn't do anything anyway. But the Mishnah gives us an exact definition. And we're going to have to go into that, not today. What exactly does B'chol Oifen Ruchnistic existence be created by your Aveira? There is. It's a reality.
One thing I can imagine does for sure, it destroys me, because I entered into something that doesn't exist.
Aveiras are very, very bad news. Really bad news. The theoretical mitzvah, we'll talk about theoretical mitzvahs, the ruchnis of a mitzvah, right, is a ruchnistik mitzvahs, godol mekol olam. And that's the chiddush that my lulav can contain, it can have shaychus. Averas don't exist until I do them. They are only a potential. They are only a potential for self-destruction or world destruction that enables me to bring out Ra me'al-koyach al-apad. The Rabbani Shalom didn't actualize Ra. He only brought into creation the possibility for Ra. All of Maisa Bereishis, everything is Toiv. That's the main expression of the Rabbani Shalom's Maisa is Toiv. And there was one corner at the end where the Rabbani Shel Olam left in the creation of man, lo yitoiv. Now man's prayer is whether his lo yitoiv will degenerate and bring out from lo yitoiv ra, or will he upgrade, will he go up the ladder and turn lo yitoiv into toiv and into toiv ma'od. That's what the whole world is all about. When a person is oiv and aveir, he creates from a non-entity a opposite entity, an anti-entity. The possibility of having anti-entity the Rishon brought into the world. The actualization only man brings into the world. What was an aveira before you did it?
It wasn't.
So what wasn't? The essence of the world as it was handed over to man has two parts. The expression of the Rebbein Shlom's Toiv and the limitations that the Rebbein Shlom set up in the Chukah Mishpat. The Gvul, the boundaries. Right? Loshon Aveira means overgoing the boundaries. The Rebbein Shlom gave Olam Hazeh as a structured world, as a system world. All of Bria was created with system. The system of Hashpah and Gvul. Crossing the Gvuls is Aveira. All of the Loisa says of the Torah are to map out for us the limits, the goals. If a person would have a spaceship, and there would be, or anything, right? Let's talk about a car, right? Close to a car. So a car is not limited in its theoretical potential that it has to drive on roads. And it has tremendous positive potential for travel. But roads, besides being as long as you're going down them, perfectly made for travel with cars, they also set boundaries. If a person is going down a road, he says, well, there's a curve in the road, and I don't want to go this way, I'll go straight. And he cross over the boundary. So why am I not traveling anymore? Or am I traveling instead of horizontally? Vertically. Into the ditch. What happened? He went over the boundary. The essence of Aveira means going over the boundary. Outside of the boundaries of the Rebbein Shlom's Toiv. What exists out there? So the Mishnah is telling us, this is as far as we're going to go for tonight, that you don't just leave. We talked about the hay. You can get out of the hay. We talked about it. We did. The hay, oil was there, hay.
Oh, the hay. I saw that hay like a pitchfork.
The hay.
The letter, yes.
And you can get out of the hay.
Right.
You can go out of the boundaries. What will you find when you get out there?
Nothing.
No, unfortunately.
Something there.
There's even an advantage of having something there. If there wouldn't be something there, we'd never get back.
Something to crawl back on.
There's something to throw us back in. Beat us back in. Burn us back in. But besides the shadow, we can get back in. Right. But what exists outside of existence is anti-existence. And that is created by going over the border. So that's what's called being over and over. Oisei mitzvah. So you're not creating a mitzvah. The mitzvah existed before you were born. Right? You're not being mekayim a mitzvah just. Mekayim just relates to the tzivui, or to the do of it, the essay of it. The oisei mitzvah means that ruchnius that we talked about before. Here I'm doing it. I am doing that. Look here, I did that. That's why I'm ois it. It existed before I did, and here I am, I'm going to do that. So the way you say that is your oisei mitzvahs. And that's how he said it. Amazing. But the way that you do a virus, you can't do a virus. Until you did them, they didn't exist. You can't be oisei a virus. Oisei means that you're doing that. You're doing, right? I'm doing this known thing. There is no such thing. It doesn't exist. It's not a ruach hazdik mitzius that you bring down on your head. So would you think that it means that it's only a no-no, I'm a bad boy and I'm going to get punished because I win against the melech? He says, no. After you over the veir, when you cross over the border, that's what it means to be over the veir, I crossed over the border, koine le katega echa. Then it becomes a ruchnistic reality.
Shouldn't it say osen?
What?
Shouldn't it say
osen? Osen there? Oh, what are you talking about? The koine, I should say?
Well, it says, how about there are
koine? Koine. Koine you have on both sides. The koine we didn't talk about yet. We're not just talking about oisei mitzvah. We talked about mitzvah. We talked about oisei mitzvah. And how we talked about aveira and oiva aveira.
If a person in his lifetime does not over an aveira, then in reality he has...
He's in the ballpark.
He gets chametz for that.
For what?
Over an aveira?
Yeah. That's a special concept. That's the mitzvah concept of the loisaseh. Loisaseh.
Not falling out of the pool.
Right? There is, as it were, an essay. There's a mitzvah's ruchni of not going over the gvul. That there is. Right? Being not over the gvul, but it's not the same thing like the mitzvah's of an essay. Right. It's less. It's a different mitzvah's. Yoshiv loiv aveira? It's only a ki'ilu, but it is a ki'ilu, but it's only a ki'ilu.
Ki'ilu means less? Ki'ilu means less far?
It's somewhat less. Esse doichalois is say, because esse is a more main essence of reality. All of the mitzvahs are the definition of the essence of reality. The sum total, just like the person is made up, he could tell us about this, a person is made up of the sum of his parts. Right. He's learning about when body turns into parts. So, a body is Remach Evorim, right? It's Remach Evorim, that's what it is. When you have Remach Evorim, you have a whole body, right? So, just like the Torah, the essence, the Kol Yisrael of the world, is described by the Remach Mitzvahs. Lois HaSei. If we want to use again the marshal of the that Chazal use, the Leis HaSei is the Gidin, Shesag Gidin. Gidin are different tendons and things that bring the Evorim together. In other words, they are a reality, but their main expression is terms of keeping reality in the way it should be. Well, as if you take hands and it's supposed to be here and you put them over there, then you are over there. Right? Hands are supposed to be connected this way. If you're going to disconnect them. Right? But the essence of Avera is going over the boundary. And there's a Chiddush which is created by not doing the Avera, which is called Gidin. There's a mitzvah aspect of Aloysaseh. But being over Avera means going over the boundary. And go over the boundary, the Mishnah tells us, it's not just a no-no. It's not just you're going to get punished because you win against the Tzivoy Hashem. But you have a reality of an anti-reality that you've created, and now you're going to deal with it. It's your problem. You created it, you deal with it. You cook the soup, you drink it. You created a kateger. A kateger is not just an anti-reality in general, but it's specifically anti-your reality. And that's a problem. That's a very serious problem. Because we are realities. And we were made to be real and permanent and are related to all of the essence of reality. Now there's somebody getting in the way. There's a kateger. And he's saying that you're anti-reality. That's a problem. That's the biggest problem it could be. A person can have an enemy. Most enemies, right, is because they conflict totally in one point. It could be main wars made over, right? A little border, one country, 1% of the difference between the two. Right? But if we would have, there never existed such a thing in Olam Hazeh. Right? Two countries that, in essence, they were the opposites of the other. In all way. Their very essence is being the opposite of the other. That can only end in one of them being destroyed. There's no peace in that. You can't make peace with that. There's only one will be misgabra until they will be fighting until Until the one that's misgaber says that the other one doesn't exist anymore. It's this way, not that way. Each one's saying it's this way and not that way. In essence, not that way of your essence. So if I'm right, you're not. That's what anti-existence means. That's what a kategor is. A kategor says that you're not. And my essence says I am. It's a problem. Okay. So we can stop in the middle of the sentence?
Yeah.
Yeah, stop in the middle of the sentence.